The Library of Congress is collecting veterans' personal memories of war to create a unique telling of the nation's history. Bob Patrick is director of the Veterans History Project. He shares details with Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson.
The Veterans History Project here at the Library of Congress is an effort to collect, preserve, and make accessible the wartime memories of America's veterans. These are veterans who go all the way back to World War I, all the way up to the men and women who have served our country over the last 10 or 15 years in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places around the world. We do this through the collection of oral histories around the country by volunteer participants in the project. We ask people to sit down with a veteran in their life, the veteran in their community, record their stories, send them here to the library where we will make them accessible through the American Folklife Center. We also ask people, in addition to these oral histories, to also collect personal documents, things like photographs, letters, diaries, journals, maybe a memoir that a veteran has written that's not been published. And again, send those here to the library to tell these stories. And all these stories make up what we call the human experience of war. War and service in the military literally told from the bottom up, so that people can understand what it was like for these men and women to serve in under these different conditions during these different times in our nation's history.
So what happens after someone submits an entry to you, an oral entry?
Well, we have some 98,000 collections. We grow at about 100 new collections every week that people send in to us. And what happens to them is that they are individually put into what we call a collection, which consists of one oral history or a collection of documents, or just maybe a collection of documents from a single veteran. We put those into a database here at the library so people can search that and find them and come here and use them. They aren't sent in some warehouse up in Maryland somewhere never to be seen again, but rather are made accessible to people. We've also made some of them accessible online. Of the 90-some thousand that we have, about 15,700 and growing are being put online, where people can actually see these interviews, hear these stories, and see some of these documents I'm talking about. So that's what happens to them.
How long have you been doing this?
Me personally, about 10 years. The project has been going on for 15 years. This was set up by Congress back in the year 2000, and every indication is still being supportive and will be supportive in years to come, because we have literally millions of veterans who have not told their story. I don't expect we'll ever get millions of stories in, but we certainly do want to get a good representation from all of our different military actions over the last 100 years or so that we can put here at the library and in years to come. We have a lot of new veterans who haven't told their stories, and certainly want to get their stories as soon as they're ready to tell them.
So what does someone need to submit to you, and what makes a good submission?
We have what we call the Veterans History Project Field Kit. This is available through our website, which is loc.gov/vets, or just do a search on Veterans History Project, and we should come up. And this field kit provides people with a guide on how to do one of these interviews. It talks about how to set up an interview, what some good questions to ask for an interview. There's a couple of forms to fill out that allows us to put this material in a database. And then they are sent here or brought here to the Library of Congress, where we, as I just mentioned, incorporate them into our archive. A good interview, we require that at least be 30 minutes long, so that we kind of get a fuller story. But as many of us know, many veterans can talk a lot longer than 30 minutes. I personally have done a 3-hour interview before. So and that's what an interview is all about. That's how you go about getting information about conducting one of these interviews.
Now, do people submit like a photograph of the veteran with their...
Well, they can. They can submit a photograph of the veteran. If it's a video interview, we can normally extract a picture of the veteran off of that. Often, it's great to have a photograph that maybe a veteran has from when they were serving, and then we have a photograph of them today, and you can kind of look at the two. You know, ideally, we like to get collections of photographs. We ask that at least be 10 photographs, or at least be 10 letters to make up a collection when people send them in to us. So that's what we do in terms of the the photographs and letters and those kinds of things.
Are there any submissions that stick out to you over the years as you've been doing this?
Hundreds. You know, there's some that always kind of, you always kind of talk about. And one of them was a gentleman who passed away here in Washington, D.C., and was, I think, kind of known in Washington, who was a Korean War veteran. His name was Kurt Chu-En Lee. He was in the Marine Corps. He was a World War II, Vietnam, and Korean War veteran. And he's one of the first Asian American officers in the Marine Corps. He distinguished himself during the Korean War. He was awarded the Silver Star. He was involved in many of the more famous battles during the Korean War. As I said, served with great valor. And being someone from the Asian community, distinguished himself for that community as well. That's, you know, just one of the stories that stick out for me. And I will tell you, just this past Friday, I interviewed a gentleman from Chicago, 95 years old. And I think all of us are familiar with the story of Unbroken about the Japanese POW, Mr. Zamperini. This guy had the same story. He was captured by the Germans, actually turned over to the Japanese, and spent 3 years in a Japanese POW camp. And all those things you heard from the previous story comes back in what he's talking about. And being able to sit down with someone like this and hear this story is really an honor and a privilege. And people can have that same privilege talking to any veteran that they interview and hear their stories. So those are a couple that kind of stand out for me.
Obviously, it's Veterans Day coming up, so there's a big push for this. But people can submit anytime, right?
Exactly. In fact, Veterans Day coming up is an ideal time to do it, particularly here in Washington, D.C. We're having a campaign on and called Do Your Part, D.C. We're encouraging people to step forward and try to record the stories of the World War II veterans who are here in Washington. And there's a special program going on that. If you, again, visit our website or give us a call or email us, and we can tell you about that. But any time of the year is a time to interview veterans. You know, particularly in Veterans Day, we take the chance to commemorate veterans, thank them for their service. But I think we thank them especially when we say, tell us your story. And we like to think to take that a step further, record that story, and send it here to the Library of Congress to the Veterans History Project.